Well Within Reach is brought to you by Riverside MyChart, your simple, secure, and confidential online health connection. With just a click, Riverside MyChart lets you stay well connected to the same information your doctor sees. You can request prescription refills, pay your bills, schedule your next appointment, and more. Manage your care from your laptop, tablet, or phone. Whether for yourself, your kids, or the grandparents, MyChart makes your busy life just a little easier. Learn more and enroll today at RiversideMyChart.org. Just another way to stay well connected from Riverside Healthcare.
Riverside Healthcare puts the health and wellness information you need well within reach.
Thank you for tuning into the Well Within Reach podcast. I'm your host, Katie Saltwy, and joining me today is advanced practice provider Sarah Coyne. She is a nurse practitioner with our Women's Health. Thank you so much for joining us, Sarah. Could you start by telling our audience a little bit about yourself? Where are you originally from?
I'm from Bourbonnais.
Okay. So sounds like you've been here for
your entire life. Yes.
So where did you go to school?
I started at KCC and then I finished at Olivet.
Okay. And you're specifically an advanced practice provider within Women's Health. So what drew you into the field of medicine?
I did my clinical rotations with Women's Health and pediatrics as well. And I really liked Women's Health. I liked the doctor that I worked with. And I liked the staff at Riverside. So that's how I started with Women's.
Okay. Very cool. So today we're going to be talking about teen health and the services that Riverside has to offer our young people. So how does Women's Health Services support our teen health?
We provide a lot of education to teens, whether it's birth control options, information regarding safe sex practices, ways to handle any issues that they have, vaginal discharge, itching, burning, odor, anything like that. We do a lot of STD screening and probably birth control counseling big time for the teens.
Do we have any like educational programs that kind of go along with that?
I meet with the high schools. I try to meet with the high schools once a year to go over the same information, just to let them know what their visit's going to be about, what they can expect at their appointments and stuff like that.
Okay. And is this for males and females, or is it just directed mainly at the females?
Mainly for the females.
Okay. So what type of, you mentioned a little bit of this, but services within the teen visits, if they were to come and see you in one of the teen visits, what kind of services might they see you for?
So it's usually always different. Some patients come in and they're interested more in birth control counseling. That's their biggest goal. Some girls come in and they are having an issue of some sort. So we have to go over any kind of cultures or screening. We do a lot of STD screening just in case they've, you know, had a sexual partner and they're worried about that. We do a lot of screening for that. That's about what we do.
Well, it's nice that we have this to offer. I know it can be kind of one of those daunting things when your mom or whoever is like, okay, it's time to go in for your women's health visit. And you're like, oh man, I'm not ready for that. Like, so it's nice that you can kind of put them at ease and talk them through all that kind of stuff. So it's nice that we have those services here.
Yeah. So. And now pap smears aren't needed until age 21. That a lot of times the people in the community don't understand that. So I get to meet with the girls usually starting age 15, 16 for the most part. And I go over a lot of information with them regarding the birth control and the STD screening. Pap smears don't start till 21. So a lot of times the young girls don't have to have a pelvic exam right at the first visit like they used to. So that makes them feel a little more comfortable in the office.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, we do a lot of the screening through urine. And we don't have to have an actual pelvic exam.
Okay. You kind of mentioned that you kind of talk through them. Their first visit maybe doesn't necessarily require a pap smear, depending on what age they may have come to you. So how can a teen feel comfortable coming into our women's health specialists? Is there anything that we can, that their parents or someone can prepare them for, or anything to help put them at ease before they come in?
We just make sure that they know that we're here to provide any education they need, any support that they need. We don't place any judgment on anybody. We just want to make sure that they remain healthy and educated to make sure they make the best choices.
Mm-hmm. So is there any information that you have maybe for the parents? How can they get involved in their teen's health or encourage their teen?
Just encourage them to ask any questions and make sure they stay informed about their health. It's very important. Encourage safe sex practices and they notice the importance for birth control if they are or when they become sexually active.
If a teen wanted to make a visit or a parent wanted to make an appointment with you, how would they be able to get a hold of you?
They would just call the office, either the Bourbonnais or Kankakee location, and suggest, you know, we would suggest to them a teen visit appointment or discuss any birth control mm-hmm. options with them and go from there.
Okay. Well, and I have that phone number right here that is 815-935-4651. I believe you also offer online scheduling on the website and through MyChart. So if you have Riverside MyChart, you can go through and you can schedule your teen visit with Sarah right through there. So that makes it a little more convenient. And then we also have a walk-in clinic.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about your walk-in clinic?
On Fridays, we have walk-in clinic from 8 to 3:30. No appointment necessary. You can come into the office. It is in the Kankakee Hospital, fourth floor.
It's on the B elevator. So if you go into our Women's Health Kankakee office, you can get up to the walk-in clinic. It's every Friday, like Sarah said. There will be signs also to direct you. So feel free to ask questions if you're trying to figure out where it's at. So for this walk-in clinic, teens can come to this as well.
Yes, any services we provide in our office are able to come in for the walk-in clinic. So even annual exams, birth control options, management of heavy cramping, heavy bleeding with cycles, any of that's able to be done at the walk-in clinic.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. Again, if you have a teen or you are a teen listening to this and you are ready to start that step of seeing a women's health specialist, Sarah is a great provider to see. You can get a hold of her at 815-935-4651, or you can go through Riverside MyChart or online at riversidehealthcare.org, and you can schedule an appointment for your teen visit. And thank you also for tuning in to the Well Within Reach podcast, the advanced practice provider Sarah Coyne, and your host, Katie Salai.